Could it be third time lucky for Greece? There's increasing talk the troubled country might, after all, need a third bailout. The nation is up to its neck in debt. It's into its sixth year of recession and unemployment is incredibly high. It's already been propped up with $320 billion in rescue loans. Well, Germany's finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble is now saying Greece will need a third bailout. One of the top officials at the European Central Bank is in Athens discussing what help Greece might need. He's Jörg Asmussen.
We now have a sound financial system here, and we see first signs of stabilization when you look at the growth data for the second quarter. But of course, I recognize and I know that this is a painful process, and that of course the unemployment has reached levels which are not acceptable.
Well, the BBC's Dominic Laurie is in the Greek port of Piraeus. A few minutes ago, I asked him why Greece might need yet another rescue loan.
Because the statistics, the vital statistics of the Greek economy and the macro economy of Greece are still moving in the wrong direction. The government debt is still rising. It'll peak at 175% of GDP this year, a huge sum. Unemployment still at 27.6% and rising. Youth unemployment roughly half that, so vast, vast numbers of young Greeks unemployed. GDP, the country's still in recession, and GDP down 25% or so, around a quarter from the peak. So it really is an economy that, although austerity seems to be sort of contributing to the finances being under control, i.e. if you take out debt interest payments, the country, the government, isn't spending more than it receives. So it's kind of put itself into a straitjacket. However, the economy itself is not really producing enough to warrant getting out of emergency measures, to getting out of a bailout program. And that's why, after two bailouts, the finance minister of Germany already, surprisingly perhaps before the German general election, not after, let's remember, suggesting a third bailout might be needed.
Well, many people in Greece, of course, blame the austerity imposed by the Troika linked to the previous two bailouts for prolonging the country's recession. So does Greece want a third bailout?
I think it depends. I think it depends who you talk to. And it depends what conditions are attached to that. I spoke to the owner of a shipping business who says that he thought that Greece was actually a better place to do business now than it had been for many years. The rule of law was stronger and the conditions for doing business were better. I think if you were to speak to some of the young unemployed, they might say exactly that. They might say, austerity has killed my chances of getting a job. Please, none of that. Please ease up. I think it really depends who you talk to. I spoke earlier to Miletiadis Vavitsiotis, who's Minister for Marine Affairs and was, until a couple of months ago, Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs. And I asked him whether he thought a third bailout would be necessary.
First of all, we have an agreement since last December. And this agreement says that if Greece manages to get a budget surplus, then it's going to be examined what is going to be the haircut in the bonds that the states hold right now.
And so that would basically mean that that Greece is spending less than it gets in tax receipts, basically. That's what a surplus is.
Yeah.
And you're doing it. Greece has done it now, isn't it?
Yeah, we are doing it. Now we have overcome the target of the 6 month period, and we are looking for the third quarter to see what are the numbers. And until now, we are within the lines of the program.
So do you think that Greece is actually in a better place than it's been for many years?
No, I think it's the economic stagnation is much harder. Unemployment is very high. And there is the dilemma of the young people that they can't find a job. But still, in terms of reconstructing the whole, regenerating the public sector, I think we are doing an extreme effort.
Okay. I want you to listen to this. A 20-year-old woman called Orthodoxia Skoura. I met her in Syntagma Square earlier. She was 18, unemployed for 2 years, and she sells the Greek version of the Big Issue magazine on street corners. It's her first job. She tried so hard to get a job. She described to me the efforts that she went to get a job.
I did everything. I tried to work as a salesperson, I tried to work as a babysitter or cleaning lady, anything. I could do anything, literally anything. But nobody believed that I was qualified enough.
You sold the very first magazine?
Yep.
And what's it given you? Because you were unemployed for 2 years and then you started selling this magazine. Give you independence?
It gave me independence and gave me the opportunity to do things that I love and I haven't been doing since a long time ago.
What was it like being 2 years unemployed? Did it break you almost?
I was already broken, so there was nothing left to break, but it made me feel useless because I knew I could do many things, and when I couldn't do those things, I felt useless, I felt alone, I felt like I don't belong anywhere, and that was really sad.
David Tsiotis, the Minister for Marine Affairs. It's a very familiar story. You'll have heard that story very often. It's only when women like her manage to get jobs that they're qualified for that Greece will really start recovering. When do you think that might happen?
Well, I think that unemployment is going to be the last... we are going to see a recovery in unemployment rate.
Be the last indicator almost that changes.
First, we have to see the investment inflow. Last week, we have concluded with a great privatization project. We sold the lottery for football. And now we are trying to find buyers for our ports and marinas.
Including this one in front of us.
In front of us.
Why is the program behind schedule? Why are you missing targets?
Because for two major reasons. First of all, there is Greece is not... It didn't have very good news the last few years. So everybody is suspicious. And the second thing is that we see in the whole Eurozone a stagnation in investments.
You've had a government for a year. It's stable. Doesn't seem to be social protest here to the extent that perhaps people feared there would be. Do you think Greece is now in a position to get outside investment, do you think?
I think that Greece has managed to get political stability. We have a social stability, and now we are putting together a framework to welcome investments. And I think it's an ideal place for investment since the prices have gone down.
And the euro is still a good idea for Greece?
I think we are stuck in the euro.
Stuck is not necessarily a positive vote, is it?
Well, I think that now we can't go out of euro.
That's Miliciadis Vavitsiotis, Minister for Marine Affairs. Officially, we'll only know in April next year whether there'll be some sort of new bailout measures. But perhaps, with the way things have gone in the eurozone, we might find out sooner than that.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.